Hello, everyone, and welcome to Between Two Worlds. And I'm your host, Eric Whitesky-Cloud, on bbsradio.com. You're listening to a man who is a psychic medium, and I also work as a paranormal investigator. Now, some of you, there may be first-timers coming on this show. The work that I do is I talk to people that have passed over, and I also do readings with clients that if anyone wishes to get a reading or when they want to call in for a question, that's what I do for them. And we will be taking calls and calling numbers, and the call number is going to be 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And the other number we have here is also 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. The story, basically, what this show is all, my program is all about, is talking about your spiritual journey. And most people always ask the question, are you seeking inner peace? Are you confused with your inner thoughts and emotions, or is it that spirit attempting to communicate? And a lot of us always have questions to ask regarding the journey that we're on. We're always wanting to find out where we're going from here. I've had a lot of young people coming to me, and they'll say, I don't know what I want in life. I really have no idea. And even though I'm not saying ones that are 10, 12, 14, 16 years of age. These are people that are 18, 19, 20, 21, or even older. They always, at times, don't know what they really want to do. Yes, they do get an education. They want to get an education. They try to take courses that will sustain their abilities or capabilities in the future, and they use it as a reference for their work, but it doesn't really tell anyone that what they really want, or even themselves. So at times I do have a wonderful amount of young people that are very gifted, and I've actually had dreams and visions as well, and they themselves don't even know what to do with it or how to handle it. And so they do question it, and sometimes they have a hard time even approaching their parent or even someone they know as a friend that to help them out and say, you know, I'm beginning to see visions or begin to see that. And most kids will say to each, you know, to their buddy, they'll say, well, are you on drugs, man? Or is something wrong here? Or are you seeing things? You must be, you know, must be crazy. So, and also, some of them also don't want to talk about what the issues they're dealing with. And the thing is that they keep it pretty quiet for a long time. And sometimes they'll think they're a little bit crazy or think there's something wrong, or people think they're loopy, and that kind of funny word saying it, loopy. But there's just that we try to be as calm and use our common sense and let them all know that nobody's crazy. I mean, we're not insane. Spirit's been trying to come through us and giving us visions and giving us messages every day, even in our dreams and even in the journeys that we're on, because we always have the interest of wanting to come out of our bed and the ideas of coming out of our dreams and think of ourselves, okay, what does this dream mean to me? What does this journey mean to me? Or the older folks are saying, thank God, I'm glad I'm still alive. When they get on their feet and walking down the street and having to make things work. And their arms are moving, their limbs are moving, and they're saying, I'm 85 years old, and I'm still pretty good out there, and I'm going to make my journey. And there's people out there who, like my mom and dad, my mom, for example, for many years before, she had a hard time getting on her feet because she had dealt with a heart condition, until her sister, who was in spirit, decided to come to her and told her. She said, Frida, you're going to have to get on your feet and do something about it, because you need to live. You cannot just give up on life and be angry because we're gone. You need to make the best of it and have fun in your life. And so with the words of my aunt, my mom's sister, who told her this, and my mom thought it was a dream, and I said, Mom, how could it be a dream? I'm sitting right next to you, and she tells you, I'm watching you go through this. I'm seeing
you. Hello?
You're there. And she said, I thought it was just my imagination.
That
was just me. I said, no, Mom, I watched her. She told you that you need to live. You need to make the best of it. So my mother became such a spiritual person.
Hello?
I'm not saying more than what just a mother is, but she became so involved in it. And she kept saying to me, I want to live. I want to live there.
Hello?
I
want
to
And the
car? I can make the best of my life, and she decided to do that. My father's the same way. My father, he went for many, many years, he struggled very hard to become a good father, and I came from the farm, farming district, and when my father left the farm, he was never the same. It really bothered him, but he tried to make the best of it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Derek? Derek, can you hear me, Derek?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear the caller?
No.
You can't. Can you hear me, Derek? Gerard?
Yes, I can hear you.
Isn't that strange? I don't get this right now. My brother, you can't hear a word, Derek, can you?
I can hear the caller now.
You can, strange enough,
yeah.
Okay. Let's just see if you can hear the caller when I... caller, just keep talking. I'm going to do something, please.
Okay, I will be talking.
Okay, is the caller there?
Yes, I'm here.
I lost the caller.
Oh, no, I'm still here.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is your name? Where are you from?
I'm Gerard, and I'm from the Midlands, and I'm calling in for a reading.
Okay. Your name is what?
Gerard.
How do you spell that?
How do you spell that? G-E-T-E-R-A-R-D. So Gerard or some say.
Gerard, okay. Okay. Are you from France or from Quebec?
No, I'm from the Midlands.
From Midlands? Okay, because most people use by the name of Gerard, it actually has a French background.
Uh-huh. No, that's the French background. I'm Dutch.
Okay, well, maybe you got some French in somewhere in the family. Don't even know it.
No.
Everybody I've met who has a name Gerard. Oh, sorry. Hang on. Just hang on a second. I forgot to turn my cell phone off.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second here. There we go. I forgot it was. I was ready to turn everything all off, and I forgot about that. Where was I? Like I said before, most people with that name doesn't come too often as far as being Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
Get the name. Anyways, you called for.
Yes. I was calling for a reading, so I heard you last week, and that was what did you say?
What type of questions do you want to ask?
Well, I'm a bit curious about which choices I have to make. I have some issues with work and job and so on. So I'm a bit, if I'm on the right track with my thoughts about, how to be spiritual and all that kind of thing. So it's a bit,
it's a bit
complicated now for me. So.
Okay. Let me see what I can do for you here. When I get here, George, you're talking about your job, and I'm being told here too that you're talking about quitting. Am I right on this?
No, not about quitting. I have problems with Social Security and some other things. So it's a bit, life is a bit complicated now for me. So I'm trying to find a way out somehow. And I always thought about being some healer of some kind or something in that direction, helping people out with certain things. And
your last job, did you quit your job?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was asking, because I had that's what I'm being told, is you quit your job.
Yes.
What are you doing right now, specifically?
I'm unemployed, so I have no job at the current time.
Okay. What I'm being told here specifically that I... who's connected to the gas pumps?
What did you say?
Were you pumping gas?
No.
Okay. I'm seeing an automotive station around you.
Hmm.
Okay. And I'm not sure if it's pumping gas or working in a station, but I feel it's more like a temporary place.
Hmm.
Not a permanent.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember such a place.
I'm sorry?
I don't remember such a place.
Of a fuel station.
Hmm.
But what I'm seeing is where you are temporarily there. Not like you're not a full-time job, it's more of a temporary job. What this is doing, what I'm saying is that I'm seeing you doing this. You're making a connection with someone else who gets you a job.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're near this place somehow. You're near a fuel station.
Hmm.
That's why I'm seeing this.
And this will happen in the future, or did it happen, or...
This is happening. This would happen at any moment. When you decide to either work for a fuel station or go to a specific fuel station, it's like getting gas. But for some reason, you're making connection to someone there, someone mm-hmm. actually works there, or someone you've made connection with that you haven't spoken to in a long time or seen in a long time. Because there's so many.
Wait, I remember someone who worked at a station, but. Someone I haven't spoken to for a long time. That's
the person.
Hmm.
Okay. That's the person you'll be making contact with. That person will basically pass you on an idea to get work.
Huh?
Yeah. Trust me, I just go with what I'm told to say. But it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's positive.
I see.
Okay. The other part is, too, that each day when you wake, you basically give yourself a little bit of more of an affirmation, say, and the power of positive. You know, we always talk about the power of positive thinking. Always be sure, knowing that you'll always be confident and knowing that you'll do quite well in your future. Not to worry about not having anything.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay. Because there's more to you than you think. And then I want to say there's a lot of teaching skills around you that you can actually share with the public. But you've got to give yourself more confidence in doing it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I would work with that.
And what about the other part of my life, the more the helping part, the healer part, I'm always deciding what I should do with it, what I should do with my knowledge, with the things I know, and... It's always a bit, you might complicate it, and so it's a bit, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Are you dealing with spiritual issues?
Yes, I'm dealing with some spiritual issues, which road I have to take, you know?
So basically what you're saying is that what I've already just began to talk about earlier, is you're dealing with issues right now that you're not too sure what to do with it from there on.
Mm-hmm.
All the awakenings. Does that make any sense?
I don't hear you correctly, but could you...
It's called the awakenings.
Yes.
Okay. Understand what you're talking about? That I'm saying is that you basically, you'll be making contact with someone from that fuel station, and that person will be passing you on to someone who gives you the idea of what you need to do. Now, there'll be a person who's connected to you as a teacher or someone who'll give you a spiritual enlightenment or a spiritual awakening and teaching you about how to understand the path that you're on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I see.
That's why the person I'm seeing at the fuel station near you, the person that you're making contact with. Where again are you living?
Where I'm living?
Yes.
Living near the street. What place?
Sorry?
What place I'm living?
Yeah, where are you living? In Canada, United States?
Netherlands.
Where?
Netherlands. So I live across the ocean.
So you live in the Netherlands?
Yes.
Oh, I never knew that. Okay.
Huh?
No, I didn't know you that far. You're that far. Oh, my God.
Pretty far.
Okay. Yeah, it's a faraway land. Oh, my God. Okay, you're the first ever talked to somebody from the Netherlands.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I would say that there's... Okay, who would be in that area? You'll be meeting a female, a woman who's connected to the teachings. I'm being shown this woman being long blonde hair, older, around her 40s. It's like being a teacher to you. Okay?
It's rather odd because I remember someone telling me also about someone with blonde hair. So there's another connection somehow. I'm not sure, but will I meet this person? Will I meet this woman somehow? Or
yeah, you'll
in
meet
the near
her.
Future?
You will meet her very, very soon. Very, very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like I will say to be straightforward. No less. Or no more than 6 months from now.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That means that you'll see her, you'll find her, she'll find you, but for some reason you'll meet her within the six-month period.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And she's going to be more like, I want to say she wants to help you with your enlightenment.
Uh-huh.
Going to help you give you what's called the power of positive thinking, and to learn to honor yourself more and to give yourself more love and light.
I see.
Okay. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it makes sense to me.
Okay. Let me tell you something. When you're a boy, okay, when you're a child yourself, you've always explored something new in your life. You've always wanted to explore. I mean, some boys
yes.
are, some boys aren't. You've always wanted to explore. You've had the enlightenment of a child since you're 5 years old. You've always carried that on your shoulder. You got a woman, I'm being shown here, a grandmother who's passed now, older woman on your father's side, who's actually telling me that she's with you all the time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She's the one that's looking over your shoulder, like Nana, so to speak.
Yes.
Does that make any sense?
My father's side. I haven't. Yeah, that could be.
I would check
out.
She's the one.
Two grandmas of me that passed away. So. On my father's side.
This is an older woman's past.
Yes.
On your father's side. She's an older woman, and she shows herself being quite old.
Yes.
Okay, she's the one that's
passed. Yes, that's correct.
Watching over you. Now, I want to say this, that I'm being also told, too, that this woman here was dealing with... I'm not sure if it's this woman here, but it's actually someone here in your family who just recently passed, who dealt with what you call either a brain tumor or a brain issue before they passed over, like almost like having a, I'm not sure if it's Alzheimer's.
Yes, there was a woman living next to us, and she died from a brain tumor.
Okay.
It was a very nice, yes.
Okay, she's around you all the time. She's around you all the time. She's like a good friend.
Yeah,
She wants to be a supporter and helper. She wants to help you.
Okay.
Okay. Trust her.
That I can understand, because I remember that the day before she died, I was kind of, you know, talking to her, and so it was a bit. So yes, it could be yes.
Oh yeah, this is her. This is her. She's like a grandma or another mother to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's why she's showing herself to me that way.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And
yes.
She's the one that's around you. And she keeps talking about fairies. She showed me little
people. She keeps talking about?
Pardon?
What did you say? She keeps talking what?
Talking about fairies.
Fairies?
Little people.
Uh-huh.
In her garden. She believed in that great deal, that being shown fairies. So she was very spiritual herself.
Yes.
Okay. So she's around you all the time in that way. But I would trust that.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, that was interesting. From the Netherlands. My God. Okay. Some people used to wonder, how can you read somebody that's so far away? Well, you know, when you sit in the, when you're in the vibration of that person, you start getting to know them a little bit more as far as time. And at first, the phone started feeling like very crackly and snapping, and I couldn't hardly hear him. And sometimes people think it's the telephone lines. Well, yeah, sometimes, but I feel at times that the spirits have a way of playing with our electrical lines. And I've done all kinds of shows, interviews before, where I had friends that I worked, I've done work for, or even radio shows that I've been interviewed on, and they've all had either electrical problems suddenly, all of a sudden, boom, 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 and it, you know, or technical problems, for example. And it's not always a fault of the station. It's actually that spirit has a way of coming through or trying to get through, and so they try to play with things. And they're trying to get through by using electrical lines and light bulbs and televisions, radio, phone lines. And
Eric?
As an example, when I had my other radio show here in Vancouver, British Columbia,
hello,
here in Canada, I was...
Eric?
Yes. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What is your name? Where are you from? Hello? Lost her, Doug? Is she there?
I don't. Can you hear me, Derek? Derek, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Derek?
Yes.
You can?
I can hear you.
And for some reason, I put them on perfectly, honest to goodness, and you seem to be able, I don't know what's going on, being honest
with you. The phone lines, the spirit is telling me that there's people in spirit that are messing with the phone lines.
Could be, because I swear this is really unique. I mean, I have to turn, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I'm doing it perfectly. I this just doesn't make any sense to me, I promise you.
I was talking about earlier, just a few minutes ago, I was talking about electrical lines that are played with by spirits, okay? They will use the telephones, they would manipulate television, radio, even radio stations, they manipulate light bulbs and electrical lines to make sure that they're heard.
Well, they better stop manipulating me or I'm going to beat somebody up. You got a good show, buddy.
As they're trying to get through, they want to send a message to people, certain people. So the young woman that tried to get on, or was on, I heard her saying hello, and then I lost her. This is what spirit's doing right now. It's just the way they are. So as normal, it happens quite often. Like I said before, earlier when I did my radio show up in Vancouver.
Well, maybe we got a blown-out bulb here, because I don't... Well, let's try it again. Here we go. Okay.
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 CBS Radio. I know you want to try this again, so
I'm going to go off my mic, and I'm going to turn her on just a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Is she there?
Hi, Derek.
Yes.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Sandy in Vancouver, Washington, and I spoke to you last Saturday.
Okay.
And I had some questions. It was about, you said I needed to see a physiotherapist?
Yes.
And so I checked into that, which there was one like an hour and a half away from me. But my question is, you said it was this person was like a chiropractor and a physical therapist?
Yes.
If your coverage does not have something like that, can you mix a chiropractor and a physical therapist for this problem?
Okay.
Would that work?
Yeah. A physiotherapist is someone who actually does different types of work regarding, like, joint pain therapy. They also use electrical, they call a electrical, oh, my God, what do you call it? There's a little, it's called TNS, and they put this little radiant light over you, and it goes right through your body, and they put these electrical pads on you, and it does massage in under the skin, and it basically it's actually what's trying to do is open the linings of the area that it's affected that have been damaged. And
so would they be able to find this? Because they always say it's arthritis. It's not arthritis. It's just arthritis. Arthritis. Would they, if they did like an MRI or something, could they find this?
Oh yes. Oh yes,
and
I have a lady friend here. Well, I call a lady friend because she's actually a physiotherapist here in White Rock, and I think you're in Vancouver, Washington, aren't you?
Yeah, and it wasn't. I mean, they were miles away from me. These physiotherapists, they weren't close anyway. And I looked into my coverage that I have, and there's nothing like that. And I thought, well, you said I could get addicted to pain pills. And I thought I don't want to get addicted to anything.
No, you don't want that. And the thing is that physiotherapy is very therapeutic. I mean, that's why they call it therapy. But what it does, they go to the areas that are affected. I mean, if you want to take care of your body, you need to find herbs that actually will heal the muscle and to work on the arthritic areas. Now, some people think, you know, well, you're not a doctor, you know, what can you prescribe? Well, I don't prescribe, but I will say this. I work as a medical intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I actually tell the person what they would, you know, check it out, and through my experiences, is that a person has arthritis. Sometimes it doesn't always mean it's arthritis. But sometimes it could be also an area that's been physically manipulated through either an accident or when you're quite young or recent. And then what happens when the area becomes damaged, then the arthritis kicks in, because basically if you're not using it often enough, the cold causes the more pain. Or if you had surgery done in a certain area of the body, and then time your body starts to feel the effects of weather when it changes, because it's just a part of the energy that we understand. And it's like basically yourself, when you become so spiritual in your path and pattern in life that you're trying to find the therapeutic part of it so that you can actually share that with others. Physiotherapy also, besides using TNS, they manipulate the body. It's almost like it's like massage therapy. They do different ways of doing it depending on what the symptoms are. They have exercising
uh-huh.
bikes. They have all kinds of things. You'll be surprised. But they keep on working in the area until they finally get it fixed. And it's not something they say, well, here, take a pill and go away. They work in the area, and they have you come back at least twice a week. And when they work with you, you'll be surprised what you learn from the therapy, because they teach you how to exercise it as well. So it's not just, here's a pill, go away, or here's a doctor, take care of this, and a pain. Like, I mean, yes, I don't put it on doctors, but painkillers aren't always the answer. You know,
you want to
take care of an area that you can actually hopefully exercise it, use it more often, or use it as often as you can to stay healthy. Because, I mean, I've had so many friends that I've been in the health industry, and some of them actually, there's a few of them I've met that actually have had arthritis. But they try not to let it get to them. And so what they found is herbs that actually work with arthritis, because some of the herbs they find, what it does, it goes to the sensitive areas and it rebuilds the muscle. And so it heals the area. It doesn't always use it as a painkiller, because most people were trained by finding painkillers. Well, yes, for a while, but still you need to find something that will manipulate to adjust and fix, because you're looking for fixing. the body can heal itself.
Well, I noticed that when you said that, I have one side that's really bad, and I just assume that, you know, they just try to push me off all the time. And the last time I had a trouble, I just had to keep going back till they found it. But this is just, it's only part of the problem on that side. So do you see me getting help? Because I just want to get, it's very hard. These guys, they just like try to push me off, and to get an MRI or something is a real chore.
I would say the best bet to do is also to get a second opinion from another doctor. You know, don't always depend on one all the time.
Well, do you think if I harass these guys,
one particular doctor doesn't always
have
the same answer as another doctor?
Do you think they'll find it if I go? I mean,
I feel they would. I mean, what part of the area is your body dealing with right now?
Well, it starts like in my low back, and then it'll shoot all the way down. It'll through my whole leg. Sometimes it feels like my heel is even giving out on me. And
okay, that sounds like you're dealing with sciatic right now.
Well, I've gone for sciatica, and I've done their exercises, and it did nothing for me.
Okay. Sometimes,
and so I went back, and then
yeah,
they did surgery because they found something.
Sometimes the cord is being crushed as you walk. If it's lower back, sometimes you may have to turn to surgery to have the cord pulled away and adjust it, set into a position where it should be. And then
people will actually
can manipulate the cord and get it out of the area where you're stepping down as well, you're dealing with back pain. It depends on the area. I end up getting back surgery to take the cord away because I was in a really serious accident, and they adjusted me. But once they had the surgery, I got up off the bed after the surgery, and I'm walking up and down stairs and bending up and down with nothing.
Yeah, I have trouble with walking stairs.
I'm sorry?
But it's better than it was, but they keep taking x-rays of my knee.
Because
I have trouble bending my knee. And so it probably should be the hip they're looking for.
I feel that what happens if you can find out what's dealing with... See, a lot of the people don't realize the atlas is actually the main memory that adjusts the body.
Yeah.
And if you have, like, also they have what you call a NUCCA chiropractor, N-U-C-C-A. And the Neurocervical Chiropractic Association, and these fellows, there's very few of them in Canada or the United States, but they're very good also. They're like a physiotherapist. You can actually look into a website called neckinfo.com, neckinfo.com, and look up that, and you'll see what I'm talking about, and it gives you a better idea, which you can probably most likely find in the area that you are.
Yeah, because, you know, I'll lay on my side, my cat will come up and lay on my hip, and it's like my hip is being crushed.
Yes.
The doctors are like, what are you talking about?
Which is
they don't
most
understand.
Likely the atlas.
And I'm going to try that, and I'm just going to harass them.
Yeah.
you can put pressure
on them, tell them, say, look, if you guys are supposed to be doctors, and you should be able to give me a hand, you should be helping me.
If they're ignoring
you, it means they don't know. And if they don't know, then pass you on to somebody else who they can recommend.
That's what they did. You know what they gave me? They gave me a shoe lift and said, that's your problem. You just, one leg's a little shorter than the other. And nothing's gotten better. In fact, it's gotten worse.
But if one leg's lower than the other, that tells you your back is out. That means you need to see a chiropractic, or what is called a NUCCA chiropractor. You need to be adjusted, and your atlas is probably out. And it's probably because of an accident you were probably in.
Well, I've been waiting all week to talk to you because I needed advice, and I want to thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And you have a great week, okay?
You too. Take care.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye. All these things are working out pretty good. The electrical lines are working better. The radio station is working out pretty good. And I also got a surprise for all you folks. In the near future, next week or two, I'll be going on satellite as well. So we're going to have satellite ranging off my radio show as well. So if anybody who's actually has a satellite dish of their own, or if they also have a sideband radio, you'll be able to pick up our show, bbsradio.com, at least my show. And if anybody else is going to be online with the program, it's going to work out quite well. So we're excelling out there. We're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I'm looking forward to having to be on satellite radio. Anyways,
like I said before, in the situation as far as electrical lines, and spirit has a way of manipulating electrical lines, because we're also made of electricity ourselves. We actually have electrical surges and urgents. And so, for example, if you, some people don't realize it, but if you ever took a needle and you lay it on the table and you try to use your energy and you focus your energy in the palms of your hands, guaranteed you can move your needle without touching the needle, because you have psychic energy. We all do. Some of us have it stronger than the others because practice, how we practice it. And a lot of people out there don't realize they actually do have healing skills. And healing skills doesn't always mean as being a doctor or a nurse, but a healing skills also means that you can actually work as a therapist or a hands-on healing. And a hands-on healer is someone who actually can place their hands, for example, on someone's forehead, you know, and they'll notice that their headaches are gone. Is there someone coming in?
Yes. Can you hear me, Derek?
Yes.
Yes, this is Barry calling. How are you today?
Good. Where are you from?
I'm from Edmonton, Canada.
Hey. Edmonton.
Have you been up here before?
Yeah. Many years ago, my father, my father's in the painting business, houses, and so we went up to the White Mud District.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I used to be up in Edmonton. Last time I was there is when Wayne Gretzky was on the playoffs.
Many years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah.
So what can I do for you?
Fascinating show. I was wondering what direction I should take with my relationship with my girlfriend at the moment. I'm trying to restore some troubled times we've been getting through here.
Okay. Okay, I will be honest with you. As you see here, I don't see her standing next to you.
Okay.
That means that there's still a distance between both you and her, and I want to say the word trust.
Okay.
Okay. It's like, I'm not sure, I'm not going to say the idea that she doesn't trust you. I can feel like that you need to work with her on the trust issue. It's also the love issue, like, you know, like, forgive me one more time, or try this out one more time, or she needs to deal with the old relationship that has to be mended still.
Okay.
Does that make any sense at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And it's like, whatever you had done in the past, it reminded her of what she didn't want to get hurt from.
Okay.
Okay. So you need to work with that healing aspect, because you need to tell her, look, I'm not the old boyfriend that, you know, I'm not going to repeat what he does or he had done. You have, you know, you need to understand that I am not him. Does that make any sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay. but, again, it's her stuff. It's her issue that she's dealing with, not just because of yours. I mean, yes, there's some parts that needs to mend. I've been told there's a lot of mending to be done.
Yes.
But you must have done something to her that made her feel like she's not really close to you.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to say manipulative. I'm not going to say, you know, like, say, fooling around, but I want to say that there's something there that needs to be mended.
Mm-hmm.
But you really have to prove yourself to her right now.
And what actions should I take to do that?
How long have you known each other?
For a year and a half.
And do you love her?
Yes, I do.
Unconditionally?
Yes, I do.
And does she love you?
I don't know if she loves me unconditionally, but there is that love there, yes.
Let's put it this way. If you love her that much, and if you've known each other for a year and a half, get on bended knee, and if you think she's your life, get on bended knee and propose to her.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Take the chance. See, a lot of guys make the mistake by thinking, okay, well, what if they say tear me down? You've got nothing to lose.
That's right.
Right, and a psychic doesn't always have to tell you that.
Sure.
Basically, you take the chance. If you know your heart that you can be faithful. I'm talking about unconditional faithfulness.
Yes.
And she's looking for proof. And her proof is what you need to do.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, because there's a little distance in our relationship right now, and it's kind of frustrating for me anyways right now. So.
What's the difference?
Pardon me?
What's your difference?
Well, there's distance in our relationship right now. She's kind of...
That's trust.
Pardon me?
That's trust.
Yes.
Yeah, you must have done something to hurt her.
I did. I did. I hurt her emotionally.
Yeah. And you can't scare her. You got to go back and you got to apologize and tell her that it's not the same. You're not going to be the same person you once were in the past. You also need to deal with it, too.
Yes.
Okay? If I say to you that you need to go see a counselor,
mm-hmm.
someone who can teach you about marriage counseling,
yes.
or relationship counseling, doesn't mean you're stupid, doesn't mean you're dumb. It just basically what they do is they teach you how to understand each other's relationship.
Yes.
Okay? I recommend that, and I highly recommend that.
Okay.
Okay? That means both of you two go together doing it.
That sounds good. I thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care. Okay, I really appreciate these calls. This is phenomenal. Like, I got a call from Edmonton. We had a call from way up in other countries, and this is cool. So anyways, I'm really enjoying this show. And, you know, we go through different types of relationships and you know, a lot of things that most men always have a worry about is she going to love me because I made a mistake? Where do I go from here? Or even when a woman comes to me or anyone else and they'll say, well, does he still love me? Or, you know, I screwed up. What am I going to do? Well, common sense tells you this. Why did you do it in the very beginning? What caused you, what made you decide to do this? Did you try to do it because you wanted to hurt her? You wanted to do it because you were afraid? Or did you do it because you weren't thinking? Well, guess what? It's not because you weren't thinking, because you just don't think. And everyone is entitled to make mistakes. That's what we call learning experiences. And this is what we deal with. We need to understand the path that we're on, and we need to understand the fact that if you want to love someone, and it's an old philosophy, if you love them...
Somebody's online.
Okay. Hello, anyone there?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. What is your name? Where are you from?
My name is Melissa, and I'm from New York.
New York. Oh, okay.
What's yeah. this is actually my first time listening to your show, and just something just, I guess, you know, when you feel that energy to pull you towards something to actually call.
Yes.
That's how I felt.
Well, that's what I don't have a big ego, I'm telling you. Honestly, I don't, but I'll tell you this. People have always said that to me, and they said there's something about the energy that draws me to that person, and that's exactly what you do, is that you trust him because Spirit's guiding you there.
Right.
What can I do for you for as far as questions concerned?
Right. I have a question. Mine is basically all my life I've had the gift of knowing things before things happen, spiritually having dreams and just different things on the spiritual end. And I sing as well, and a lot of things, you know, with the mundane way of the world, you get pulled into the regular things, and then you find yourself at a stump where you're like, what am I doing with my life? And I feel like I'm at that point where I'm like, what is my main purpose?
Yeah. That's what I talked about at the very beginning of the show, was what do I do? A lot of young people don't know what to do from the very beginning of life. They in their youth. How old are you?
I'm actually 30. I just turned 30, but I look like I'm 19. I look like a baby.
Take advantage of that, my dear. Take advantage of that.
Yeah, I am.
They keep on asking you for your ID in the liquor store. You got nothing to worry about. That's a compliment.
Yeah, I know.
What I was going to say is that even though you may say you don't know what you want to do, and you're also saying you're also being guided for a reason where your path should be, I will say this. What you just finished saying, you said the energy has drew you here, to, you don't know why, and that is exactly what it is, it's energy. You're being guided by spirit, and that means that you should seriously consider taking courses and learning about using your psychic skills
mm-hmm.
and healing skills. Now, I will say this, the reason why, because most people who really decide to settle the mind and decide to learn about using the skills is when it starts hitting them around the age of 30 on up.
Okay.
When you start to use your skills more and train and practice, you begin to help a lot more people. You'd be surprised
whether you decide to use it for make a living or use it just to help people because you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I would highly recommend you to learn to meet people in your area. Now, as far as I understand, there actually is a spiritualist church or churches near in New York somewhere, because
mm-hmm.
there's a famous man who actually was from New York, and his name was Arthur Ford. Now, he
okay.
passed away back in the early 70s, but he was very famous as a medium, psychic medium,
okay.
and as a healer, and he came from New York City, and there actually was, he actually was the very first man to start the very first spiritualist church in New York City.
Okay.
So I highly recommend you to seriously consider by going to this place, because there are teachers there that can teach you.
Okay.
Learn about meditation, learn about healing, learn about using your psychic skills, because I will say this, in the next 5 years, you'll be so caught up in the paranormal, you'll be overwhelmed and wanting to learn more.
Okay.
And I will say this too, please understand, you will be famous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For your
okay.
reputation, for what you've learned.
Okay.
Okay? Do you understand
okay.
what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay?
Just
keep practicing. And don't okay. worry about what people... Now, I'll tell you something, too. Trust what filters what feel right for you. What, just filter what feels right in your heart. Never
right.
second-guess yourself.
Okay.
Okay? Trust the first thing, because you're being guided for a reason. Fear is the main issue that most people worry about. They fear of making mistakes. And
yeah.
I always tell people, I want you to do for me, I want you to look at your hand. The palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you look at the palm of your hand, you will see lines in there. Okay? And in that palm of the hand, it looks like a star.
Yes.
In the palm. Is that star there?
On which palm? On the left or on the right?
On the left hand.
On the left hand.
It looks like a star. In the center of your palm.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the hands of the healer. Okay, that means you've been searching your life ever since you were a little girl. You never did know what you wanted to do, but you kept saying, I want to help people, I want peace, but I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
You always wanted to get into the nursing field. Something to do with helping people, but not specifically in the doctoring as a nurse doctor, but you wanted
mm-hmm.
to do it because you're doing God's work.
Right.
That's basically what your calling is. Your calling is being a healer.
Okay.
Very few people have that star on the palm of their hand.
Okay.
Okay, that's what they told me to tell you.
Okay. I
okay.
have one more thing to ask before I go. My father had passed away, and he's been, like, coming through to me. And I
yes.
wanted to know, is he, like, around me? Is he...
Right now, he's right there because he's the one that told me to talk to you. Like, he's the one that's guiding you, and he's the one that's telling you you need to do this.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Your dad is just beginning to believe in this.
Yes. That's
because he told me that he was a skeptic.
Yes, he was.
Okay. And he also is telling me that he believes now more. He's also bringing up the name David.
That's his name. His
that's
name
his
is
name?
David.
Well, that's him.
Oh, my gosh.
He's acknowledging you right now.
Hmm. That's funny. Oh,
okay.
God.
And he says to you, I need to tell you this. Your dad's crying. He shows tears in his eyes. He says, honey, I still love you. I'm always with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you can write with your father. Write his name down 3 times on a piece of paper and start writing. Just talk to your dad. Tell him how you feel.
Yeah.
And then just say, Dad, is there anything you want to tell me? And then let his words flow through you.
Okay.
Okay? And then he'll come back and work with you. Let
okay.
the words come on paper. Let him guide your thoughts on paper, and that your dad will be working with you all the time. He loves candles burning.
What?
That
what
draws
did you
his
say?
Energy to the house.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
All right, I'll do that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, these things do happen. People are that are passed over want to come through and
And yes, I do hear people's names. They come to the surface. They want to tell me who they are. If they insist and they want to push themselves so hard, they will actually put electrical lines. Probably David was one of them. Not a bad person. I feel Dave is he's very happy, and he's just trying his best to come through and to make contact with his daughter and as well as other family as well. But he's the leader of the clan in that family right now, and I do hope that she does quite well in this using her skills. You know, what we do in life, when I work as a medium and even as a psychic. Now, the difference between a psychic and medium, the psychic is one who actually reads about people's paths and where they're going to go, tells you what your life is going to be like, whether it's good or bad. But I never tell people bad things because it's not necessary. The only time somebody says, well, I don't want to know about the bad things. Well, the reason why I say to them certain things they need to be aware of, because they can fix those areas. They can work on those areas, not to be afraid of them. And they can change those things because nothing's ever written blood in stone. You know, basically you got to trust that where you're guided to go, because it gives you an extra chance of, in life, an extra opportunity to become better at what you do. And so when I work as a medium, I may have the ability to work with somebody who's passed over, people more than one, or whoever wants to come through. I also do readings in my home. And anybody who wants to do a telephone reading, a full telephone reading, 1 hour reading, I charge $80 an hour. And if anybody wishes to make contact with me to do a full reading, they can make contact with me this way. And if they want to send a money order, they can, and then I can do the reading for them. My website is whiteskycloud.com. So it's WHITESKYCLOUD, whiteskycloud.com. And my email is whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. So if anyone wishes to comment on anything they wanted to say, I'm more than happy to read their messages to me. And I'm always looking forward to talking to other mediums too, by the way. So I'm not just for about me. I like to make contact with other people because I like to share my work with them and to support them what they do, because we all need to help each other out so the world can heal. And there are people out there that do need our help, and I always try and do as many prayers every day. We're not just limited to do prayers on Sundays only. We do prayers every day because people do need healing. And some people think, well, you know, it's kind of, you know, if they feel that prayers are a little kind of intense, the word prayer. Well, the word prayer is just an intent of asking for healing from God to help heal people and to help them, encourage them to make things work and help them to, you know, get on their feet and to heal, or help those people bring their wonderful thoughts in their lifestyle, and give them that word and saying, well, here I am, and I feel like I'm beginning to feel better. I have that inner healing energies around me. So no matter who I'm working with or whoever I'm not physically working with, I'm still trying to help them out. And because people are asking for healing, you know, and the more healing that we ask for someone, and if there's 10,000 people out there, and if someone needs to be healed, we need all those 10,000 people plus to ask for healing for that person. You'd be surprised what that person can receive, because again, it's energy, and we all have that skill and that ability to do this for people. And so I do enjoy doing my work. When a person, like I said before, working psychic, so I like to combine my word psychic medium, you know, so then I'm not limited to one thing or the other. I also work as a paranormal investigator, and I am a ghost hunter. Some people don't like the word ghost hunter, but I do paranormal investigating. I do like help go into people's homes and investigate and find out who has passed over in this place or what's causing this house to be haunted. I've been interviewed by other radio shows, and apparently, you know, some people say, well, how do you know that you, who is in this house? Well, there are other paranormal investigating organizations, societies that I have actually helped them do investigations, and I wasn't even at home. I was at home, and some of them have been interviewed by other radio shows, radio programs, and I have proven myself who was in the house before, and they, these people have never given me any names of who was ever in the house, but I explained to them who was there and what this house, why, what relates to the issue, why the person's in this house. Because you focused on that energy, and if spirit meant for you to help that person or group of people, then you'll get the message. But if you're not meant to get the message, please understand, be honest and tell the client that, sorry, you can't read them. Doesn't mean you can't read them, just because it's just for some reason not meant to be yet. Now, reason why? Sometimes people are not meant to be read, because they probably were read by somebody else previously before, and that person was not following their path like they should be, and they're just waiting for somebody else to give a reading. And yes, sometimes we do go through abusing too many readings, and it means you're not fulfilling the journey that you're supposed to be doing, so that's why some people can't read you. But doesn't mean we can't read you. We try to help you as much as possible, because basically working as an, in the psychic field is try to help encourage you, no matter who you are, whether it's yourself or a family member, or even someone who is in spirit. We try to encourage them that life still continues and that we want them to have a good time and enjoy every minute of it. I enjoy every minute of my life, and I really thank God for bringing me here. I thank God for bringing me to BBS Radio. I've had a lady friend of mine who's a professional medium as well, who we're good friends with. I've been good friends with her for many years. And I will mention her name is Barbara Leonard. And she's been a medium for, oh God, 40 plus years. And my wife and I were visiting her a few weeks back. We had dinner at her place. And every time we finish our dinner, we all have our tea. And it is actually, we all do tea leaf readings. And so one time, that last time we were there, Barb read my tea leaves and told me, she said, Derek, now I need to tell you this. And she paid attention to this, and I said, yes. And she said, you'll be given an offer by someone, and when they ask you about this offer, don't turn them down. That offer was BBS Radio. And when they called me and asked me, how like you doing this show, I did not turn them down. I said yes, because my heart was pounding so hard. I got so excited. I thought, thank God my dreams came true, because I was so happy that I'm back on radio again and having to have my own show again. Because I really do intently want to help a lot of people, and I'm hoping that I'm able to do even better, even more, as I go along. And I'm having a great time doing it. So anyways, having to have a radio show like this, and I love looking forward to talking to people from different parts of the world, giving as much as many readings as possible, or even some intuitive information. And yes, I do work as a medical intuitive, and there are times that I've actually had clients whose doctors have given them their files and say, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do, and not that they're not stupid, they're just that they're limited. They don't know what to do, so what they end up doing is that the client will come and see me, and I'll tell them what the issue is, and they go back and tell the doctor, and the doctor finds that area, the affected area, and most of the time they find exactly where it's supposed to be, and then that area is supposed to be fixed. I'm not a doctor. You know, honestly, I'm not a doctor, but I just go with it because spirit guides me by what I'm needed to do for people. If I meant to find the illness, and I'll try to find the illness. But, you know, like I said before, there's so many of us out there that we're gifted at what we can do. And I guess I met some fantastic people out there that are even far more gifted than I am. And I encourage everybody, you know, I encourage them to go see this person. You know, if I have a client here in my home and they're asking for advice, and if I don't know anything, I'm honest, I'll tell them, but I will tell them if there's something I don't know, there's someone I'll encourage them to go see. And that person, so if that person never get passed around in a dead end, they'll be taken and sent to somebody else who will know something, because Spirit's already guiding me to tell a person to go to a certain place. And even though we may be limited locations, like I'm here in Canada, and that person could be in, say, Vancouver, Washington, doesn't mean that they're limited. That means that they will eventually find someone or some people that will actually give that person help. So I feel it's going to benefit the show as well as them. Somebody else coming in?
Oh, show, and it's been a wonderful afternoon on Between Two Worlds, and I am Derek White Sky Cloud, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you folks again next Saturday, and I'd like to wish you all a happy weekend, and have a good time, and enjoy your life, and I'm signing off. Take care, guys. Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.